Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Children play in the park. They don't know I'm alone in the dark.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. And that's me, the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, that's ageofthecustomer.com. Wiredanddangerous.com. John Patterson, is that your website?
That's one of them, Jim. The one we would really like people to go to is TakeTheirBreathAway.com.
That's right. That's right. That's the new. That's the new book, TakeTheirBreathAway.com, and that's or John R. Patterson is how they can find
either
you,
one.
Right? All right. So
that's
I've got
right.
I've
one.
Got so many of their books here, folks, that we study and just labor over all the time. So Take Their Breath Away: How Imaginative Service Creates Devoted Customers. That's the new book by Chip Bell and John Patterson. John, thanks again for hanging out with us. I want to get to mobile in a minute, but before we do that, okay. I want to make sure that you and I talk about something. Social media,
yep,
for small business, and
yep.
It's probably the same for big business, but I'm not the big business advocate, and that's not who you work with all the time either. We're devoted to small business. Social media for small businesses is essential. Yep. But it's essential that we realize what kind of a tool it is for us. What do you think?
I couldn't agree more. I mean, people are tired of social media and misuse social media so often. But if you look at companies that deliver a great experience all the time, Jim, their focus with social media is listening. Mm-hmm. Listening to the customer and getting to know, again, what that customer is looking for. Let's go back to what you said when we started talking. How important it is to get to know what that customer is looking for, how
right.
they want it delivered, when they want it delivered. And social media is a great tool to listen and understand that. Certainly there are times when you have to respond to something on social media. But what we say to our customers is, please, when you're going to start on social media, please start by listening. And you have to mm-hmm. find out where your customer is talking. Because customers use different, you know, elements of social
right.
media. And you have to figure out which ones, and then you have to listen to those and be prepared. But
social media is our tool. There's a tool. It's a practice that you use to meet and to nurture relationships. But it's not a closing tool. It's much less of a call to action tool. And that's
yes.
the thing, and that's why it's so hard for small businesses. So, folks, remember that. Think about that. We've talked about this on the show before, but John, I want to get back to. I want to go over to, which is part of, and this is part of a little bit of social media, and nurturing of the relationships, and that's the power of mobile computing.
Sure.
As I said, is going to dominate your future, and folks, if you don't believe that, watch. Go watch your customers when they're around you. What are they doing? Are they looking in the mirror? Are they fiddling with their smartphone? You know what I mean? They're not looking at themselves in the mirror. They're taking selfies or they're checking their email. They got this thing in their hand all the time, don't they?
All the time. We all do. You know, we're all Chip and I like to say we're all connected, and we're connected 24/7. The reason we titled the book Wired and Dangerous: How Your Customers Have Changed and What to Do About It, Jim, is because we are all wired. We are wired in two ways. Like you said, we all got our smartphone, and we're constantly on it. The second thing is we're connected 24/7, right? We live
mm-hmm.
in a 24/7 world. And, you know, when a customer sends you an email, when do they expect a response, Jim?
Yeah, right, immediately.
I don't think so. And, you know, sometimes customers like to text with you.
Yeah.
Are you prepared for that?
Yep.
You know, you need to be prepared because customers like to communicate in different ways for different products and different experiences.
Your employees, when they talk to a customer on the phone, if your customer says, "Well, I think I'm interested in that. Will you send me a picture of that?" Your customers have got to, your employees have got to be ready to do that.
Yes, that's so true. Send me a picture of that bike, would you? Absolutely. Happens all the time. You know, I was with four different geographies of Subway franchisees about a month ago, and one of the hottest topics is mobile ordering of your lunch.
Mm-hmm.
Because a customer is used to being able to go on their smartphone, order their food, and when they show up at your place, have you noticed that customers hate to wait?
Yeah.
They hate to wait. It's all about time. And so they want a way to order, if they're an experienced user, and come by and pay you and pick it up. Even better, how about if I order and pay you on my smartphone, so I just come by and get it?
And here's the thing, John. 30 years ago, GM and IBM and Exxon each spent $100 million on some technology you and I couldn't even dream of having. And then over the last 30 years, that same technology became available to us for $300, and we bought it.
And we
but,
did.
But what you just described, it. Mobile computing, folks, that never began with big companies. It began small. And there's nothing, there's no power you can acquire that is more powerful for as little money as you can a mobile site. Not a mobile app, but a mobile site. What do you think, John?
A mobile site. I mean, you can talk to the Subway folks and talk about the value of orders that come in from a mobile device on their mobile site and how that impacts their lunch revenue.
Yep.
When the customer knows they don't have to wait.
And you can have the same kind of capability, the same kind of power as Subway does.
Absolutely.
Hey, John, I need that website again, John.
Okay. Book site is TakeTheirBreathAway.com. Website, johnrpatterson.com, Jim.
Hey, John, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Thank you, Jim. It's been a pleasure. Always.
Quick Love break. It. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.